Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey! Hey, you in the tree!
Good morning!
What are you doing up there?
Cutting down your pine tree.
Who said you could cut down my pine tree?
Hey, aren't you Coach Fox?
Yeah!
Then this isn't the Murphy place.
No!
Oh, sorry.
You want some coffee?
Oh, yeah. So, what do you think, Luce? You think we got a chance on Saturday?
Hey, I thought we looked real good out there today.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I hate it when the last game of the year decides whether or not we have a winning or losing season.
I know what you mean. You go 6-5, everybody's looking forward to the next year. 5-6, they're looking for loopholes in your contract.
Excuse me, Coach. Did you still want to bust Carter Fredrickson's chops about being late for practice?
Well, hell yes. He knows how much winning that game means to me. He knows I want his head on a platter. Where is he? Is he outside?
No, he's washing his hair.
Well, tell him to get in here.
Right.
Well, if he gets his cold, if he gets sick for Saturday's game, we don't have a chance.
Right, right. Hey, Dobber! Okay, let him get his hair dry, but then tell him I want his big shot can in here because I'm going to put it in a sling.
Right, Coach.
Man, I hate it when a kid starts thinking he's better than everybody else.
He is better than everybody else, Hayden. Look what he's accomplished this year. 68 yards shy of the school rushing record. Second team Sporting News All-American. All scouts saying he's going to the pros. He's got all that hair.
You know, that's just great. When he doesn't get with a program, I can always play
Sikowski.
Yeah, the kid with the horse ears.
Sikowski, that's Sikowski.
Yeah, well, he'd be grateful to play.
He'd be grateful to get his helmet on.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Luther.
Hey, Kelly.
You, busy?
Oh, hey, I always got time for my favorite daughter.
Aw. Well, this will only take half a second. Now, you remember that stray dog that Sherry and I found a couple weeks ago, that one that we took to the animal shelter?
No.
Oh, well, anyway, a couple weeks ago, we were jogging in town, and it was really cold out, and we saw this poor, pitiful doggy standing in a doorway, and he was shivering, and he didn't have any collar on, and his coat was all matted, and so I said to Sherry,
sweetheart, I think I'm starting to remember now. I got...
Oh, good. Well, anyway, so they called us from the shelter yesterday, and the dog's owner never came to claim him, and, well, you know what they do to stray dogs after 2 weeks.
What do they do?
They put him to sleep.
For how long?
We went and picked up the dog yesterday, and we took him to the dorm, and he stayed with us, but they found out about it. And so Sherry and I were just trying to think of who is the most generous and kind-hearted person that we know, and who has all the room in the world and lots of open space, and who would give the dog a really wonderful home.
Hayden?
What?
No, I was guessing. Was it Hayden?
Luther, I don't want a dog.
You don't want a dog.
Oh, please, Dad, it's only temporary. It's just until we can find a new owner or until Sherry and I can get an apartment.
Oh, come on, Kelly, I don't have time for a dog. I live alone, you know, I'm never home. What is this about you getting an apartment?
Oh, well, that just sort of slipped out, but let's not talk about that now. Let's talk about the dog. It's really our main concern here now. You'll only have to keep him for a couple days, and he's so cute, Dad, and he's really well-trained.
I don't think it sounds like much trouble.
Well, then you take him.
Well, I would, but I got that damn bird to contend with. I mean, I'm up to my eyeballs in responsibility.
Dad, you wouldn't even have to do anything. I mean, I'd come out to the cabin every night and feed him, or Sherry would.
No. Don't send Sherry, huh?
What's wrong with Sherry?
Well, I don't know. Kelly, she's always making that clicking noise at me with her tongue, you know? I don't even know what it means, but it's like we're in on something together. I don't know.
Hi, everyone. Sorry, it's getting restless. Hey, Coach Fox. What's the deal? Did you say yes yet?
Not yet.
Kelly,
please,
come on.
Dad, please, just for a little while. For me.
All right, I'll take him.
Oh, thank you.
That's my coach.
I'm not your coach.
Carter Fredrickson's almost done drying his hair, Coach.
Oh, good. Okay, when he gets it combed, I want him in here.
Right.
Looks like we're getting kind of busy here, Kelly, so, you know.
Oh, okay, that's great. We'll take Misha out to the cabin and get him all set up.
Misha?
It's Mikhail Baryshnikov's nickname.
Mikhail, but he's the Russian guy with a stain on his head.
Baryshnikov is a virtuoso of the ballet.
Oh, I thought he was the other one.
No, look, Dad, you're not going to regret this, okay? I promise. We're going to take care of everything. We'll do it all. Thanks again. Thanks, Coach. We love you.
Here he is, Coach.
You want to see me, Coach?
Yeah. Dauber, you want to shut the door there, please? You want to shut it from the other side, Don? You like to tell me why you were late for practice?
Oh, I had just a personal problem.
What personal problem?
Well, they put the wrong hubcaps on my new car, and I had to go down there and pick up some new ones.
Oh, gee. Sorry, that is a personal problem. Didn't realize. My mistake.
That's okay.
Get back in here. You sit down, Mr. Wise Guy. Now, you know the rules. That's the second time you've been late for practice. That means you don't start on Saturday.
Okay.
And if you're late a third time, that means you don't play at all. Do you read me?
Loud and clear.
Carter, you see, it's not that I think you need the extra 5 or 10 minutes of practice, son. It's just that in order to win, we all got to start pulling together. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And whether you believe it or not, all the members of this team are equals.
Oh, good. Then we're all going to the pros. Because I was afraid I was going to miss those guys.
Don't get smart with me, kid. If you're 1 minute late for practice tomorrow, that means you don't start. And you know what that means? No school Russian record. No running out with the other seniors for the final farewell cheer. Nothing. You get it?
Yeah. Coach, if I'm not starting Saturday, when do I go in? Like, on the second play?
You're letting him get away with a lot, aren't you?
Well, I need this last game a lot more than he does, and he knows it. And when we got here 5 years ago, Luther, the school had a losing program, and now we've worked it into a break-even program, and the next step is supposed to be a winning program, and I'm telling you, if we take a step backwards, that means our jobs, Luther. Yours and mine.
Coach, did you give it to him?
Spread it around. Carter's not starting on Saturday.
All right, a little discipline.
Damn right.
So when do we send him in? Like on the second play? Coach is going to kill me.
It's not your fault.
Well, then whose fault is it? Coach told me I was supposed to keep an eye on Carter and make sure he got to practice on time. I never could cover a running back.
Hey, now the alumni, let's go.
Oh, you know, it went great. You know, 50 fat cats with bourbon on their breath slapping me on the back and telling me I'm the greatest coach in Minnesota State since Curly O'Brien, and then reminded me that they fired Curly after one losing season.
speaking of losing, how serious were you about benching Carter if he was late to practice again?
Well, Carter's not going to be late because I told Dauber to keep an eye on him or I'd kill him.
How serious were you about that?
Oh, God, what happened?
I'm sorry, Coach. I had him all morning. I was with him through class. I had him through lunch. I was even sitting right there next to him when he offered to split a piece of pie with me if I'd go buy it. When I got back, he was gone.
Jeez, Dauber, I was counting on you.
I know. I hate myself. The pie thing's like a monkey on my back.
So what are you going to do?
Well, what do you think I'm going to do? I told the kid if he was late again, he wouldn't play on Saturday.
So he's not playing?
I didn't say that.
Well, it's 3 o'clock now. Technically, he's late already.
No. Technically, practice doesn't start until I get up there. Listen. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Dauber, I want you to see if you can go find him. Luther, you go up there in the practice field and just stall until I get there, okay?
When are you coming up?
Well, when Carter gets here. I'm telling you, that kid is not going to be late.
You don't think the team's not going to see through this?
Who cares about the team? I'm trying to win a game, Luther. You got 5 minutes to get suited up and get out there in that practice field.
I'm not going to practice today, Coach.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm sick. Here's a note from the doctor.
Influitis? Come on, who wrote this? Some girl over at Student Health. Hey, what's going on here, Carter? What are you trying to pull?
Nothing. Look, I'll be there tomorrow, and I'll try to win this game for you. I just won't be at practice today.
Oh, since when do you tell me when you're going to be at practice and when you won't?
Look, Coach, you need to win this game tomorrow, and I'm the guy who can do it for you. So we should be working together.
You know, Carter, your presence does not guarantee us a win.
No, I can't guarantee a win, but without me, I can guarantee a loss.
All right, then what am I supposed to tell the other players at practice?
Well, tell them I'm sick. You've got to know. And I really am kind of sick, Coach.
All right, you're sick. You go to your apartment and you stay there. Is that a deal?
It's a deal. And, lighten up. I'll see you for the game tomorrow.
Armstrong.
Hey, Nick.
Coach.
Hey, Nick.
What is this we hear about Carter Fredrickson having the flu?
Where'd you hear that?
Well, it's all over town. He wasn't at practice today.
Carter's got the flu?
Is he going to be able to play tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, he'll be fine. He just stays in.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Well, it would be terrible if Carter couldn't play tomorrow.
Oh, you know, Carter knows how important this game is. Come on, he's not going to do anything that jeopardizes the whole thing.
Hey, Nick.
See him up.
Oh, I am? Thrilled. In fact, I'm going to go over and tell him. Excuse me.
Hey, Coach.
What the hell are you doing here?
You know, just the most amazing thing happened. All of a sudden, I was feeling much better.
Huh.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I should take it easy before the big game.
You're really pushing it, aren't you? You know, this is no coincidence. You knew I was going to be here. What the hell are you trying to prove?
I'm not trying to prove a thing. I just wanted a beer.
All right, you had your show. Now, you've got two choices, hero. You can walk out of here, or I can carry you out. What's it going to be?
I'll walk out. Come on, guys.
What are you looking at? Luck, that's what that is.
Oh, Hayden, calm down.
All right. Yeah, all I do is build the offense around that kid so I can showcase his talents, and this is the payback I get? What's your problem? Do you see a dog dish around here anywhere, Christine?
No.
Oh, well, that's just great.
Well, what's the matter now?
Well, Kelly was supposed to come and feed my dog.
How do you know she didn't?
Well, I don't see the dish out anywhere.
Well, maybe she washed it and put it away.
My daughter?
It is possible.
Oh, sure, yeah, and it's possible she took him for a pizza, too. Man, I can't believe this, Christine. I told her to come and feed the dog, and then when she left to leave the lights on, the lights are off, so she didn't come. You stupid dog. I can't believe I let Kelly talk me into this. Gee, I don't even like dogs. Hey, did I tell you what he did the other night? He crawled into bed with me, man. He woke me up. He's having this weird dream, you know? He was growling and his leg was going 90 miles an hour.
Well, if you're going to feed him, how about if I feed us?
I'm not hungry.
Well, I'm going to make myself some eggs. I haven't eaten since lunch.
Hey, I'm sorry I didn't get any dinner.
Oh, it's okay.
Look, I am making this as fast as I can, okay? Would you give me an egg, Christine?
Look, I thought you weren't hungry.
Oh, that's for him. He likes an egg in his dinner.
Did he tell you that?
It's good for their coat. Helps them live longer. Now relax or I'll throw you out in the cold. What am I going to do about Carter?
Well, I think it's obvious, Hayden. He broke a rule and everybody knows it. You have no choice but to bench him.
Right, so you're saying lose the game.
What I'm saying is, what's more important, winning the game or keeping your self-respect?
Oh, give me a break.
All right, how about the respect of everybody else? Luther, Dauber, all the guys on the team, you made them all play by those rules.
Yeah, and all those rules followers are going to go out there Saturday and get their butts kicked by the Golden Gophers. I got to tell you, Christine, if Hayden Fox goes 5-6, nobody's going to care that he did it to uphold some stupid principle.
I don't think Minnesota State is going to fire you because of one losing season.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's what they told Curly O'Brien, and now he's sharpening ice skates at the mall. God, Christine, you don't know anything about football. This is a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately kind of business. And I'll tell you something else. If I don't have a job, then I'm not going to have a showcase for all these wonderful principles.
Then you've already decided. You're going to play him.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, there's got to be some angle I am not thinking of. There's got to be a way to play Carter and not lose my credibility.
I don't know how.
What do you think he's going to do?
I don't know.
What would you do?
I don't know. I've never been in this situation.
Of course, I've never been a head coach. And I'm never going to be a head coach because I never want to be in this situation.
Team ready?
Yeah, they're waiting for you.
Have you decided what you're going to do?
Yeah. Let's go see if we can pull it off. You want to sit down, Carter? Gentlemen, there's a few things I want to say to you before we go out there today. You know, we've had some highs this season. We've had some disappointments. But I want to tell you one thing I am not disappointed in, and that's this team. I know that you went out there every weekend this season, and you gave it the best you had. And now we're with the last game of the season, and see, I know you want to go out winners. Because when I recruited each and every one of you guys to play for Minnesota State, I promised you that I'd do whatever I could to make sure you were winners. And I also promised you that every member of this team had to follow the same rules, no matter how good they were. And if they didn't, they wouldn't play. So now I got a dilemma, don't I? See, I don't think I'm going to be able to keep those two promises to you guys today. I mean, what do I do? Do I enforce the rule? That means a key member of this team is not going to be out there on that field with you guys today, doing his share to make sure that you're winners? Or do I let him play, thereby giving us a better chance for victory? And yet the problem is, I run the risk of losing your respect. So what should I do, huh? I mean, be selfish and force my rule just so I can feel good about myself, or should I say, damn it all, your dreams are more important than anything I could ever want for myself. So I'm going to tell you what I decided. I'm going to give up what I want, keep my promise to you guys to make you winners. Because I think we can go out this afternoon as a team and as a family, and we can beat those Golden Gophers and give this proud school a winning season. And I believe that that promise is a more sacred one. So let's all go out there as a team, and let's exterminate some Gophers! Yeah! Let's go!
Great speech, Coach.
Hey, thanks, Carter. You know, coming from you, that really makes me feel like I'm sick to my stomach. You're not playing today, son.
What are you talking about?
I want you to get your uniform off. I don't even want to see you on the field.
You're serious?
Oh, yeah.
You just told the whole team I was playing. I've got a rushing record to go for. My parents are here. Are you nuts?
I'm going to tell you something, Carter. And I want you to listen to me just for once, son. You are one of the special people. You're lucky. You have talent. And that means you can probably get anything you want out of life. But you got one problem. You're an ass. And I don't want you out there on the field with the rest of my players because they believe in the team concept and you don't. You believe in you.
This is amazing. You're just gonna blow the game.
Maybe. Maybe not, but I'll tell you one thing, I'm gonna miss seeing you run. Because when you are out there, man, you are so much fun to watch. But I gotta tell you something. I don't care about your talent anymore, son. The bottom line, Carter, is you're just not worth it. Come on, Misha. Let's go get us some Golden Gophers.